The following podcast is brought to you on behalf of the Saracen Supporters Association and is not an official product of Saracens Limited. Content provided voluntarily by our guests and contributors are of their own opinion, which may change over time and should not be taken as fact, particularly as the podcast hosts are regularly talking drivel anyway. If you've got some drivel of your own you'd like to share, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Fezcast_SSA. You can search Facebook for the Fezcast, or you can email fezcast.ssa@outlook.com.
You're listening to the Fezcast. Well, welcome everybody to your first episode this week of the Fezcast. Yeah, we are going to be putting out a show every day this week, building up, we hope, the excitement for the Premiership Final at Twickenham on Saturday, where Saracens will be taking on Sale Sharks. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, we've got some great interviews for you, plus our preview of the final. But before that, after a word from one of our advertisers, I will be chatting to Joe about the weekend that has just gone.
Listening to the Fezcast, which is proudly sponsored by the Saracen Supporters Association, and I'm Alison Davis, one of the SSA committee. For a £10 annual subscription, the SSA provides our members with monthly newsletters, virtual and in-person player events, away match ticket allocations, and we organise pre-match gatherings at away matches. We sponsor men's and women's players, and we support the Saracens Foundation Track Club on behalf of our members. On top of all that, every year we have a seasonal SSA badge, which is exclusive to members. Where else can you get that much value for a tenner? Join now at membermojo.co.uk/SSA, or come and see us on match day in the Oasis at the Stonex.
This is the Fezcast. Well, welcome to the first Fezcast of the week. As I put in our little preamble there, we're going to, you know, before we go on and talk about the Saracens men's final and everything, Joe's here with me to discuss yesterday's fine victory. Let's call it that first of all, Joe. Let's say it was a fine victory, wasn't it, away at Worcester?
It was a fine victory on a beautiful sunny day in Worcester. Very competitive game. We always knew it was going to be competitive. The Worcester girls hit hard, and you know, clearly they're really trying to display good rugby, and they've got some great players, and you know, they play the game well and in the right spirit and stuff. So it was a really good game to watch. Helped with the beautiful sunshine. Worcestershire hospitality, as it was, very, very welcoming, fans and stewards. Teams alike. So no, it was a really, really lovely day yesterday out of Worcester. I think there's a fair few of the SSA there that came out to support the girls as well.
Well, absolutely, we saw that. Yes, they saw a picture you posted of the ultras, as you're now being called. You know, not quite like the AZ ultras on the West Ham go getting at the players' work, wives, husbands, girlfriends, family, whatever. But yeah, no, I mean, great to see the Garretts, Loxie, yourself. Support of the year, Nigel, and all out there up in Worcester supporting the girls. But yeah, you're right, a hard-fought win, and we can't not talk about it. So we'll get the negative out of the way first and say it was a hard-fought win despite playing the game for 60 minutes with 14 players after Hannah Bottomman's red card, which, on the face of it, the club haven't come out and said anything yet because they're obviously investigating stuff and everything like that, and that's fair enough. But, yeah, it's something said out of turn to the referee, Joe.
Do you know what? I wasn't close to the action. I was on the other side of the pitch. So, yes, clearly happened at the scrum, one of the first scrums of the game. She it's insinuated she said something to the referee. What she said and that we're not sure at this time. And you know, I'm sure the club will give due diligence to looking at that prior to the disciplinary committee. Hannah was clearly upset about the red. So You know, it was unfortunate for her and it was unfortunate for the team. And, you know, Hannah and the club will have to take the hit as and when we know more about what happened, really. So, yeah, I think, it was a bit of a flash, you know. Came completely out of the blue from my perspective on the other side of the pitch, you know, straight red. I wasn't aware of any prior warnings or anything like that. The referee clearly has got his reasons, and we'll wait to see what those are. And I'm sure that they will come out in due course. But it was a bit of a battle then. You know, 60 minutes is a long time against, as I said previously, a Worcester squad who are really competitive. You know, wanting to show competitive rugby at Six Ways. Poor Lottie had a little yellow right at the end of the game as well there. So, it was a very competitive game, and I think there'll be plenty for the team to reflect on. But I think the overall positive was it was a really battling win, and it just showed how the girls can pick themselves up as a squad. And not least of all, when you've got a bench of international front rowers in May Campbell, Kelsey Clifford and Matt Carson to come on and finish the game. And Mac obviously came on to shore up the scrum when Box went off. So, you know, the squad that the girls have got and Sarries have got is immense. And you could probably field two Premier 15s teams out of the squad that they've currently got when they're all fit and well.
Well, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, you know, what we'll have to say, as I say, we don't know the full ins and outs of it. I mean, if Botts has done something wrong, we know the club will deal with it correctly. What we can say is, I mean, it's heat at the moment, isn't it? I mean, Sam, our colleague here, Sam Norris, pointed out yesterday when I tweeted about Gary Ringrose in the Leinster La Rochelle game when, right at the end of the game, he's gone over to Jack or Piper, as I am now referring to him, and said, "High degree of danger, are you joking?" sort of thing, as Colombe was having a neck brace on and put on a stretcher. You know, I thought, no class there whatsoever. I mean, that was a ridiculous thing to say. But as Sam points out, he at the moment, and we've all been there, we've all probably said the wrong thing. We talked off air about a situation I had with a player of mine many years ago. And yeah, you know, easily done. As I say, we all know that Botts will be, you know, not so much that she's let herself down, perhaps, but she knows she's let the team down. And the likelihood is, if, you know, without wishing to prejudge anything, she could be looking at a lengthy ban, which would you know, if it's proven that's the correct thing to do. But as, you know, her season for Saracens has been very, very brief indeed, hasn't it?
I mean, she had a nasty knock and she's had a run of injuries this season. So it's unfortunate we've not seen a great deal of Botts. You know, she came out in a couple of the Six Nations games and played brilliant. We know, you know, the capability of Botts. You know, she's someone that certainly I wouldn't want to face on the field because she's like a baby rhino, isn't she? She's just leg drive and straightforward and straight through people most of the time. And she's always there for the offload. She's just one of those players that you'd want on her team. And as I say, I think whatever will be, and we say that. But the club will deal with it appropriately, and I'm sure Hannah will as well.
Indeed. Well, we'll keep on top of that, of course. Wider world of the Allianz 15s, though. I mean, other than the red cards, it was a phenomenal weekend for us, really. Not only do we win, but Bristol Bears put one over on the Chiefs as well. So it only puts us 2 points behind Chiefs. Two games, 3 points, is it?
Yeah, three points behind.
Sorry, with two games to play, with Chiefs having to play Gloucester as well. I mean, that home semi-final is not without, you know, not insurmountable an object to get to, is it?
No, I think for us, what Alex will want to focus on is the final home game of the season next weekend against Bristol Bears, because we have to win that one. Excellent if we can get it with a bonus point, and giving them no points either. But clearly we have to win that one. And then we've got Loughborough away at St Stadium the week after. So two important games for us to try and secure that that home semi-final. And it's definitely within our grasp now. And, you know, we're almost masters of our own destiny now. So I think the girls will be really up for it against Bristol next week, knowing that they've got that. You know, it's fingertips within reach now. And as you mentioned, Exeter have got Wasps next week, which we can pretty much say it's at Sandy Park as well, is going to be a win for them. But then they've got Gloucester away. So Gloucester will be keen potentially to put one over on Exeter, bearing in mind that they're top two. So I think you know, if we can win our final two games, put on decent performances, good in strong in defence, not giving away any bonus or losing bonus points, I think we're in a really good place. I fancy our running better than Exeter's, actually, given the fact that they've just had two losses on the bounce. They're going to have to pick themselves up now. We've got a string of wins under our belt. So, yeah. And what I'll say is, if you're free next week on Saturday, get yourself down to the Stone X, because it will be an absolute belter of a game. Last home game in the regular season for the ladies. And they could really do with some extra support and some loud cheering.
Is it Saturday or is it Sunday? I'm hoping it's Sunday because
it's Sunday.
I think we'll be otherwise occupied on Saturday, Joe.
The Premiership final is on the Saturday and then the girls are playing on the Sunday. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. I would like to be able to come myself. Unfortunately, we can't. Sharon, my wife's having her hip hop done the week after and she's got to be in work on that Sunday. So I shall be trying to watch it from wherever I can watch it and keep on top of it. But we will be back after that, because after the final, whatever happens in the men's final, we'll be doing a show the following week about the men's final. And then we've got a few people lined up ready to come on and talk to us in the build-up, hopefully, to a Allianz 15 final for the women, Joe.
Absolutely. The girls obviously always appreciate the fans coming out, both home and away. They always spend time at the end of the game speaking to the fans, signing the autographs, taking the selfies. That won't ever change, I would like to think. So, yeah, they're always keen to come in and help expand people's awareness of games going on and the team that they've got. So yeah, I'm sure we can. We've got some people looking forward to coming on and having a chat with us over the next coming weeks.
Indeed. Now, just before we finish, Joe, quick word about the men's rugby over the weekends. I mean, obviously Saracens men didn't have any games. They're doing what they're doing, and later on in this week on one of our shows, you'll find out what the plans were. When I speak to one of the coaches, I won't say who that is at the moment, but you'll probably guess. But if you follow the social media, it's 6 p.m. tonight or thereabouts. Or Matt will be posting on that, SSA_Fezcast Twitter. I'll be posting on the Fezcast on Facebook what we got coming up. And that will be each night this week in the build up to the final. But yeah, two big games on the weekend. We'll start with the Challenge Cup final. Glasgow, great friends of ours. You know, we've got an affiliation, our two clubs now. Really didn't turn up in Dublin against Toulon, did they? Toulon are a great side. You know, there's no two ways about it. And, you know, they've been at the very top table of Europe, you know, and are rebuilding back up again. But, yeah, Glasgow Warriors did not show their best there, really, did they, unfortunately?
No, I think I totally agree with you there. You know, we've seen them perform so much better and clearly they will have had to in order to get to the final. And I think that whether the occasion has got to them or whether Toulon have just bullied them off the ball, I don't know. I don't think it was the game we would have hoped for our point of view for Glasgow. As you say, we've got a strong bond with that team now, and there was plenty of people over there supporting from Sarries as well over in Dublin. So, credit to Toulon. As you say, they've come back up from from hitting a little bit of a downer themselves. And Mr. Parisi was just, he was on form, wasn't it? Whether this is a bit of a swan song for him, who knows? But I think it was probably a disappointing match from a neutral point of view, I think, in terms of watching it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, as I say, the only thing there was Sergio Parisi, who has been one of the greats, if not the greatest player of the 21st century so far, really. I mean, he is a talismanic talent, a force of nature with so many skills, and age 39, he still put it out there. And, you know, in the week that Alan Wynne-Jones and Justin Tipperich have also announced their retirement, and weirdly, you know, Jackson Rae is retiring, John O'Reed at Sale, there's a few other people, some real warriors are leaving the game, and, you know, and the game will be poorer without them in there. Even Alan Wynne-Jones, who I have had my criticisms of in the past, but, you know, you can't argue with a man who's got 170 international caps at the end of the day.
No, absolutely. As you say, there is going to be some gaps, I think, certainly in that Welsh squad, which I'm sure they're filling in preparation for games going forward. But yeah, they will feel that pinch, and there'll be a few clubs, as you say, that are going to miss some of their talisman that they've had over the last, you know, 5-10 years of service that they've given to the game. And I think the fans will all appreciate and wish them all well in whatever future endeavours they take on.
Indeed. Now, moving on to the big game, the Champions Cup final, Leinster versus La Rochelle. First things first to say, you know, in the spirit of once a Saracen, always a Saracen, Will Skelton, obviously, he was absolutely gigantic not just physically, but just everything on the pitch. But also Hayden Thompson-Stringer, who's been someone who's come on the Fezcast in the past, you know, got a bit of a, was it Brive, was it? And then, you know, picked up by La Rochelle. That's two, I love to say ex-Saracens, you know, I will say Saracens who no longer play for us, picking up the big prize on the weekend. But, I mean, what a game that was.
Oh, it was a superb game. I watched it on catch-up when I got back from the women's game last night. And it was just, it was such a good game. But as you say, we'll claim them as Sarri's family always. And Mr. Skelton particularly was just magnificent. He was just, I wasn't quite convinced there was only one of them on the pitch, to be perfectly honest. He seemed to be everywhere.
He did indeed. And I mean, it's interesting, actually. The best correlation I can give for everybody talking about this has been a classic final. And indeed, it was an absolutely classic final. The correlation in sports I'm going to bring out is, you know, one of my favourite sports documentary films is When We Were Kings, which is the story of the Rumble in the Jungle, 1974 in Zaire, George Foreman versus Muhammad Ali. And La Rochelle were Muhammad Ali yesterday, and Leinster were George Foreman. And I actually think Leinster, I mean, there's two things. Number one, they put out a weakened side in the URC against Munster and got found out. Andrew Porter then during the week turns around and says, you know, but nobody worries because it's the fifth star, you don't say. And they just did La Rochelle's team talk for them. And quite frankly, you know, I haven't got the greatest of time for Leinster. And that all stems back to that 2019 final where there was an awful lot of stuff that went on that day in the stands and outside the ground. Not bad stuff. It's just, I didn't like the way that the attitude almost, the arrogance almost. And that came over. And I think Leinster actually are so focused on that fifth star, they forgot what they do. And they came out the traps like Lewis Hamilton on with nitrous glycerin through his engine. I mean, and they blew themselves out. By half time, they were absolutely, and all La Rochelle had to do was hang in there. And to credit to them, despite, as I've called him already 17 times in this episode, Jack or Piper. And I think someone pointed out that obviously Maro Itoje had sent his cloak of invisibility over to Josh van der Fleer and the rest of the Irish back row, because they were getting away with absolutely anything and everything at breakdown time. But yeah, I mean, they just blew themselves out. La Rochelle hung in there, got that try at the end of the first half that brought them within 9 points, was it? And you could just see they knew how to win that tournament, and Leinster didn't.
Yeah, I mean, all credit to La Rochelle. I thought they were just magnificent. And, you know, clearly they've got a very, very passionate support base. If you've been seeing the social media of the harbour and everywhere back in the south of France already, where they are absolutely cock-a-hoop for the win. And they deserved it over the 80 minutes of that game. And you could see them with the passion, stood on the edge of the try line, with that last breakdown, and when the ball comes back and he just absolutely hoofs it out of the stadium, the celebration and the happiness on their faces, and they deserved it. You know, if Leinster had, and I don't want to say they've got a lack of respect for the cup, but if their arrogance outweighs their respect for winning that tournament, then they've lost it themselves. But also La Rochelle, I thought were phenomenal yesterday and deserved, rightly so, to be champions.
Oh, indeed, absolutely, 100%. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm watching the game, and yeah, it was just superb. Joe, thank you ever so much. Actually, what I was going to say, actually, I've got there before I say thank you very much. I will say there is one person who sat there at the moment who's probably hasn't come down off the ceiling, knowing where he's playing next year. But Jack Noel is sat somewhere in Exeter or potentially on a beach somewhere now, giving it, oh, I'm going to have so much fun. And he will do next year at the La Rochelle team, because La Rochelle are the best team I've seen Saracens play this year by somewhat of a country mile. But Joe, enough of what's gone on the last weekends. Our next four shows this week, because this is Monday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we got some special interviews lined up. As I say, keep your eyes on the social medias, because we'll announce them the night before they go live in the morning, with the hope that I've put all the edits together. I'm going to be a busy boy this week. But yeah, that's plenty to look forward to as we try and help build up the excitement to the Premiership final on Saturday at Twickenham Stadium. And, of course, obviously hope that that then moves over into the women's game on the Sunday against Bristol Bears, Joe.
Absolutely. And as I said before, get your tickets, StoneX, £10 for adults, £5 for under-16s. It's going to be an awesome game. Hopefully the sunshine will come out. But last chance to be at home in the regular season to support the girls. And I think they deserve a really good send off into the semi-finals, whatever that brings.
Absolutely. Well, thank you everybody for listening in to this, our first Fezcast of the week. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with a very special interview with one of the coaches, indeed. So, you'll know which coach he is, but I'm not going to say anything. But yeah, it'll be fun anyway. So thanks everybody, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Hi, Alex Osterberry here, Director of Rugby for Saracens Women. You're listening to the Saracens Fezcast.
This is the Fezcast.